Jason Bishop Show with Chip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Chip Branch.
We crowned new state champions in several classifications last night. So we're going to run through those really quickly. And one really good game out of that, which was North Gwinnett and Colquitt.
That was a great game. I watched the ending of that game, and all the excitement you want in a championship game, a field goal with no time left on the clock, North Gwinnett beats Colquitt 19-17. 38-yard field goal, and the kid drilled it right down the middle.
Yeah, with no time on the clock.
No time. Just
walk off.
Walk off. Man, that place went crazy because North Gwinnett hosted because of the snowstorms last week in Atlanta. So congratulations to them. And Colquitt County came up just a little bit short. And, man, their coach, he's a character, isn't he?
Rush Probst, yeah.
Man, he's got some sideline antics. He's, I guess you could say, fun to watch.
His team had the lead 17-16 late in the football game, and then, as Kip mentioned, North Gwinnett drives down the field, kicks a field goal. They were down 16-10, Colquitt was. They scored that touchdown and then needed a defensive stop to win a state championship and couldn't get it.
They had two substitution penalties back-to-back, and then they had a pass interference penalty that gave North Gwinnett basically 25 yards and got them in the field goal range, and they kicked the game-winning field goal.
So in 7A, Colquitt is down by North Gwinnett 19-17. Single A public, Clinch County beats Irwin 21-12. In Double A, Hapeville Charter 35-23. They came out of nowhere to win the state championship. In Triple A, we already talked about this game. It had already been played last week. Calhoun beats Peach County 10-6.
Yes.
Quotation around beats.
Worst call I've ever seen in a football game. And I've watched a lot of football.
Blessed Trinity 16-7 over Marist 4A. And 5A, Warner Robins, who had a great season, beat everybody that stood in front of them except for Rome. 38-0. Rome wins.
That's a beatdown in a state championship game. 38-0.
Didn't even score.
And I think Warner Robins was hosting them, correct? In my memory,
yep.
I think Warner Robins hosted that game and got shut out at home.
Lee County wins the 6A state championship 28-21 over Coffey. And if you're a Glen Academy fan, what if you fumble the ball one less? Look, Terror fans, here's the truth. If you fumble the ball three times in the fourth quarter instead of four, you're probably hoisting a state championship trophy this morning.
That's hard right there. But, you know, don't take anything. Those kids had a great season, and sometimes it's just not meant to be in sports. I can't explain it. Just sometimes it just happens that way.
Yeah, nothing to hang your head about. Final four appearance, and that senior class that's graduating now, what a job they've done.
They won 41 football games. In their 4 years. That's
incredible. That's more than 10 wins a year. See how I did the math real fast?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
They've had a good run and, winning a senior class in Glen Academy history. If you look back at the record books, I mean, I wrote a story about Hunter Hall yesterday in the
good story, by the way.
Edition, and 406 tackles, Jason, in a high school career. Are you kidding me? 406 tackles.
Three offers.
Three?
Three.
That kind of aggravates me, to be honest with you.
And probably the best of those offers, Faulkner?
No, West George is the best offer he's got.
Okay.
Out of those three. Faulkner's like in Minnesota or somewhere like that.
It's in Alabama.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
It's in Alabama.
All right. So it's somewhere, but I've never heard of them as it relates to sports. But West George is a pretty good offer. But the point is, if you got a West Georgia offer and you're in the state of Georgia with the Zell Miller and the Hope Scholarship and all that available to a kid with the grades of a Hunter Hall, why aren't the Valdosta States, why aren't the Georgia Southerns, why aren't the Kennesaws, why aren't they offering? I mean, am I missing out on something here?
beyond my knowledge, man. I can't tell you.
I mean, wow. I mean, Final 14, I mean, a Final 18 4 years in a row. So you come from one of the bigger classifications in the state of Georgia, probably going to make some all-state teams when it's all said and done. And you've got one offer from an in-state school. Come on. Recruiters have to do a better job.
They are in Atlanta. Don't have time to get down here.
Well, they'll be down here next year with Mr. Warren McClendon.
Yes, they will.
I mean,
by the way, this is, yeah. I'm sorry, Kip. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network with Kip Branch, 912-275-7017. 912-275-7017. We might take your calls today if they don't suck. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. You can stream any of this show on demand if you missed any of it or if you just want to listen to the whole thing again. And this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Catch 228, which is your home for basically any kind of oyster from any part of the world. Catch 228.
I was there last night and had the shrimp. I mean, they were really, really good, boiled. I mean, in the Catch seasoning and all they put on them, that was very, very good. Had dinner there last night, Catch 228. Fabulous place to go dine.
The number to the show is 912-275-7017. That is the number to the show. I had someone on Facebook Live messaging me about the number of the show, so that's the number to the show.
Are we going to have a caller?
I mean, I don't know. We are going to do a trivia question later in the show, and we're actually going to change things up with that. Typically, you got to call in to get it right. Well, we're going to change that. If you get it, because we have so many folks that listen and have now started watching us on Facebook Live, which is why we got all this new stuff on Facebook Live.
How you like this background, Facebook yeah. Live? It looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's when you know that your show is pretty good, when folks start being like, you know what? Let's get you some stuff in there to make the studio look better.
It looks pretty good.
Well, that's what happens when you have the number one rated sports show in all Southeast Georgia.
Yeah. Got the football helmets of the local teams. Have to put the Showcase Terror helmet in the middle since they're the best program in the county right now. So they get the middle slot. The other two, Frederick and Brunswick High, got work to do, fellas.
And speaking of callers, I think we do have a caller on the line. So I'm going to risk. Oh, nope, they're gone. I was going to answer it, but she hung up. Oh, well.
They'll call back.
912-275-7017.
We're even going to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars today. I've been getting calls all week. Man, when y'all going to talk about the Jaguars on the show?
Who's calling you?
Jacksonville going to make the playoffs for the first time since, I don't know. It's been a long time since W was president. Then we had Barack Obama serve two terms.
Mm.
So it's been a while since the Jags have made the playoffs.
Mm. The Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. This is John Carlos Stanton in his press conference being introduced as a New York Yankee and then basically got asked about the dysfunction in Miami, and his response was this.
What I mainly meant was just no structure, no stamp of this is how things are going to be. It's a different direction every spring training. You got to learn something new every spring, a different manager every spring, every middle of the season.
Did you get that last little part there? New manager every spring, new manager every middle of the season.
Not a lot of stability.
Mm-mm.
In Miami.
No.
As it relates to anything in professional sports right now.
We'll talk a little bit about that at some point in the show, too. Just what a dumpster fire it is down there for Marcelo Ozuna.
Mm.
Is now a St. Louis Cardinal, and I'm going to tell you something. If you don't know who Marcelo Ozuna is, it's because he played in Miami. With him now being in a major baseball market, you're about to learn who Marcelo Ozuna is.
The best thing going in South Florida right now is Mark Richt in the U.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. Dolphins, no.
FAU.
No. If you're talking about Twitter, yeah. I mean, Lane Kiffin might be the best out there on Twitter. Heat, no. Marlins, no. I mean, Mark Richt.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
All right, so the Atlanta Falcons, oh, my bad. My bad. I totally jumped in. All right, let's pretend that I didn't jump in. Coming back in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is going to be brought to you by Port City, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan Tucker. And now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Blake Bortles, just Trent Dilfert, and the Jags will be fine. Marlins fans, stop complaining about the team trading Giancarlo Stanton. You never went to see him play anyway. Quentin Jefferson, you know what? If someone threw beer on my head, I'd go in the stands after them too. Good for you. Marcell Ozuna, get to know that name. Now that he is a St. Louis Cardinal, you're about to find out he is the best all-around player in baseball. The Yankees will hit a lot of home runs this season. They will also strike out like no other team we have ever seen. The Cleveland Browns. I don't really need to say anything else. Tennessee is now losing recruits to Nebraska. Nebraska is actually a better program right now. Derek Jeter, businessman of the year, bought the Marlins even though he didn't have the money, got himself a $5 million salary as owner, and next will move the Marlins to Las Vegas. And these are my thoughts.
You know, you bring up the Cleveland Browns, and I was talking to one of my friends coming to do this show this morning, and we were talking about He said, man, y'all got to talk about the Jaguars today. I said, okay, man, we're going to talk about the Jags. We have a segment on the Jags coming up. And somehow the Cleveland Browns got brought up. And Cleveland just doesn't need to ever draft a quarterback again. Don't ever draft another quarterback, Cleveland. Just get you a quarterback via free agency. Do not waste another first-round pick on a quarterback if you are a Cleveland Brown.
They will. They've got two picks in the top 10 in this next draft, and you bet your bottom dollar one of those is going to be quarterback. I saw an interesting poll, I guess.
A poll.
There was a sports writer, I forget his name, he writes for ESPN, whatever, and he was chronicling his top 10 NFL jobs, and at number two, he had the Cleveland Browns.
Huh?
I don't know what Cleveland Browns team this guy's been watching.
He must have grew up in the Cleveland metro area.
But to have them rated as the number two job in the NFL.
I mean, he must be talking about when Bernie Kosar was there and Marty Schottenheimer was the coach, when Cleveland was actually relevant, like the late 80s, when they would fumble away a Super Bowl trip.
Bernie Kosar and who?
Marty Schottenheimer was their head coach.
Oh, I know both those guys.
I mean, Cleveland was on the verge of going to the Super Bowl if it wasn't for one John Elway. But, you know, it is what it is.
The drive.
And then the next year, the fumble, going in to win that game.
And then the LeBron.
Cleveland's a basketball town now.
As it should be. This segment brought to you by Port City, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan David Tucker. Port City man, anytime that you have one of those oopses, good folks over there, they'll take care of you, get you in, out, relieve your headache. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275. I've been told that I need to say the number slower, so here we go. 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com, and we are currently on Facebook Live if you want to see our pretty faces.
I don't know about all that, but we're on Facebook Live, and if you... Yeah, I got to do something about my figure after Christmas.
What's wrong with your figure?
It's a little too round and big. Got to take care of that after the holidays, babe.
Huh? I like you the way you are, Kip.
I'm going to CrossFit, but my eating habits haven't changed a whole lot, so I gotta work on that. That's my New Year's resolution. Change your eating habits.
Less Moondoggies?
I haven't been going there lately.
Fox's Pizza?
Haven't been going there lately. Been, you know.
Catch 228, Nat's Landing.
Been eating there a lot lately.
Georgia Sea Grill.
Haven't eaten there.
I'm just throwing out sponsors at this point.
There you go. Nats and Catch. They've been getting a lot of my hard-earned cash here lately.
The Atlanta Falcons. They have three games remaining against the Bucks, the Saints, and the Panthers. I'm going to tell you this. Write it down. This is one of my things that I need you to write down. Jason Bishop says, typically when you start a sentence with that, you get your way. Jason Bishop says, if the Falcons win out, they'll make the playoffs.
Duh. I mean, if the Falcons get in the playoffs, they're going to be a dangerous team.
Currently third in the NFC South, 8-5. The Saints and the Panthers are ahead of them at 9-4, and they have games remaining with both of them in their final three. They also have the Bucks, who are 4-9. I'll admit, I think it would be comical if the Bucks upset the Falcons and just completely ruined their playoff hopes.
I saw the Bucks. You know, I'm a Lions fan, and that game last week against Detroit just was like a dumpster fire of a game, like 90 turnovers, and the Lions go down at the end and kick a field goal. The Bucks aren't a very good football team.
They're not. Jameis Winston has not really played well this season. They were hoping that he would take another step forward. Instead, Blake Bortles did this season. Wow, that's now a term. Blake Bortles did.
Did you see Blake throwing? Well, we'll get into the Jags, but Bortles is starting to play like a quarterback right now. He looked good against a top quality defense last week in Jacksonville against the Seahawks.
the Falcons have the Monday night game with the Bucks. They get by them. They get themselves in a really good position heading into their final two games, again, against the Panthers and the Saints. They get the Saints first. They have to go to New Orleans for that game, and then they host the Panthers.
I think they'll win two out of those three.
Well, if they split the Saints and the Panthers, they're probably in.
I think they'll – it's going to be tough to go get one in New Orleans. I think they'll beat the Panthers and the Bucks. I hope they win all three, but I think it's, you know, NFL, and it's, they'll probably take two out of the three. Finish 10-6. Would that get them a, I don't know, wild card, maybe? I don't know how they'll play out with the division races.
There's a real good chance. There is a chance that three teams from the NFC South could get in. There is a chance. It's unlikely, but there's a chance.
And that, you know, the Saints have come out of nowhere this year. You expected Carolina's kind of like a roller coaster. They're either great or pretty good, or they're down. It's either, and it looks like they're trying to get back up the ladder again. So they got good defense, and Carolina could be tough in the playoffs with that defense if they get in. But the Falcons, I think the Falcons, if they get in, they're going to be a dangerous team. I think the Falcons, if they get in the playoffs, they have a good shot to return to the Super Bowl. Very good shot. Because they can score points. And their defense plays pretty good football. They play pretty good. They play decent defense. They just have to get in the playoffs and do what they need to do. Vikings are going to be tough. But I don't know if the Vikings can score enough points to beat somebody in the playoffs. The Rams, pretty good football team. Seahawks, you know, Seahawks are going to be tough if they get in. Eagles, with Carson going down, I don't think they can get through the NFC. So the Falcons have a good shot if they get in.
Well, here are the teams that I'm pretty confident. Okay, we know the Eagles are in. We know the Vikings are in. We know that, obviously, somebody's got to win the NFC South. So they're going to get in, and they're probably going to get in at 11-5, 10-6.
You got to think 11-5 and win that division.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. And in the NFC West, we know that the Rams probably are going to get in as the division winner. So that's what we know. So obviously we've got two spots remaining. So you're looking at Dallas at 7-6, probably not. Seattle 8-5. Okay. Detroit still in it, 7-6. The Packers, believe it or not, they get Aaron Rodgers back. They've got a slim chance to get in at 7-6. And then you come to the NFC South. Saints, Panthers, 9-4, Falcons, 8-5. So in reality, it's going to come down to Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Seahawks, and Atlanta's got to win over Seattle.
They do. And they got to win over Detroit. And they've got to win over the Packers.
Three teams from that division, I think, are going to get in.
Yep. So Atlanta looks pretty good with some of these head-to-head scenarios.
Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glynn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the hard court, the Red Terriers are off to a good start, 6-2 and 1-0 in the region. Glenn took down Effingham 58-50, winning their first region matchup of the season. Speaking of good starts, the Pirates have tipped off the season without a loss. Brunswick rallied from 9 down to take down region foe Coffee on the road, 64-61, and the Knights of Frederica downed Hilton Head Christian convincingly, 48-23. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check out all your regional and local sports teams, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so this is the segment that Kip probably looks forward to the least of his week. And he was stoked when we started doing it, which is the college football pick'em segment. We got about midway through the year, and he looked at the standings and realized that he was a good full 20 games behind me. And he hasn't been the same since.
I'm just glad that they don't require us to take a polygraph before we do this show every week.
Why?
Because you would be, you've been replaced long ago, dude. I mean, okay.
One thing I always do is tell you the truth.
Yeah. That's a subjective truth.
It's the truth. If okay. It comes out of my mouth.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to do our college football pick'em segment. Got a lot of crappy bowls to choose from this week, but we're only going to do these bowls that are coming up this week. We'll do new bowls next week when we come back.
Okay.
If we're still going to be back. I'm sure they will. I mean, like they got us props and stuff in the back. So.
I mean, we are pretty highly rated based upon things that I hear and see.
Mm. Yeah, I hear and see the same things.
Okay, so. I think we may be back for at least a couple more weeks.
Hopefully. All right, so we're going to get in our college football pick'em, our college football pick'em segment. Cue the bed. Perfect time. Like once the congrats. Finally, you get the cue right. We've been doing that all season, and I say cue the bed, and we sit here and wait for 5-10 seconds, and the next to last one, you nailed it.
I mean, we got the new look studio. I mean, things are starting to click.
Finally. Okay. The New Orleans Bowl, Troy versus North Texas.
Troy beat LSU. That's all I need to know.
That's why I'm going with Troy. The Cure Bowl, Western Kentucky versus Georgia State.
Western Kentucky is a pretty decent football program. I'll go with them.
I'll go Western Kentucky as well. Las Vegas Bowl, 25, Boise State versus Oregon.
I'm going to take Boise State just simply because Oregon's coach just left them to go to Florida State, and I don't know where their heads are.
Okay, fair enough, but I'm going to go Oregon. I look at this. Oregon, Power 5 Conference, Boise State, yeah, they've done really well. When Peterson was there, he's not. They're still a top 25 program. I think Oregon's better. New Mexico Bowl, Marshall and Colorado State.
Mike Bobo's done a pretty good job at Colorado State. I'll go with them.
I'm going Colorado State as well for their offense, which typically comes back to Mike Bobo. Camellia Bowl. By the way, Georgia fans, you ran Mike Bobo off because you said he was a terrible offensive coordinator when he was averaging 42 points a game.
Now, just, Mike Bobo just saying. Took a head coaching job. He didn't get run off. Okay, so we got to clarify things. Do you stay at Georgia at $1 million a year, or do you take a head coaching job?
The fan base
at $3 million
hated
a year.
Mike Bobo. God, why is Mike Bobo calling those plays? Why is he calling a draw? He's averaging 42 points a game. He can do what he wants.
Georgia's in the Rose Bowl. Where's Mike Bobo? He is at the New Mexico Bowl. Next pick, Camellia Bowl, Tennessee versus Middle Tennessee versus Arkansas State.
I'll take Middle Tennessee.
I'll take Arkansas State just because, just simply sentimental pick. My grandmother's from Arkansas. That's why I'm rolling with Arkansas State today.
The Boca Raton Bowl, Akron versus Florida Atlantic.
I think Akron will be more excited about a Florida Bowl game than Florida Atlantic will be playing at home, so I'll take Akron.
That's basically a home game for FAU, and I'll take FAU since it's so close, no travel. Frisco Bowl, Louisiana Tech and SMU.
I'll take a Louisiana Tech. Chad Morris just took an Arkansas job, and again, they are in transition at SMU, so I don't know where they're at.
I like SMU in this game. The Gasparilla Bowl. What's a Gasparilla?
Is that root beer?
Is it?
I don't know.
Temple versus FIU.
I just basically flipped a coin in my head. I picked Temple.
I'm going Temple. The Bahamas Bowl. I'd love to go to the Bahamas for any reason.
I would love to cover that for Southern Sports Edition.
All right,
the Bahamas Bowl.
Let the boss know. UAB versus Ohio.
I'll take the Ohio Bobcats.
You're just mimicking my pick. Did you look at my sheet before we went on the air?
No.
Okay. I'm going to Ohio as well. In the Idaho Potato Bowl, Central Michigan versus Wyoming.
I'm going to pick Wyoming.
I'm going Central Michigan.
Okay. I have no reason why I pick Wyoming. Just they're out in that part of the world and probably have more experience playing in that kind of weather that's in that part of the world than Central Michigan does.
That's it for our picks. So if you want to take the bed down instead of just letting it play for no reason. Awesome.
There we go. Man, things are starting to work.
I tell you what, man, he's starting to get the hang of it over there. It's only taken him 4 months.
4 months to get it working. Right. Hey, that's kind of like NCAA basketball. You start out, play a tough schedule, you know, lose a few games, but ready by March. That's the key.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. Oh, I did it again. Let me slow down. 912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. You can stream any of the show on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're also on Facebook Live. If you want to see how pretty we are, you can stream us on Facebook Live. And
they'll
we'll
be
take
able to
any
see
calls.
You with, that, with the lime on today.
Have you seen my pants?
Yeah, I see. I saw them.
I'll show Facebook Live briefly. Any calls come in, we'll take them via the Pristine Water landline. They're lime green.
They are. You could not, if on a new moon night, on a cloudy new moon night, you could walk down 341 at midnight and you will illuminate. There's no threat of you getting hit by a car.
I'm stylish.
Yeah, you are. That's kind of got that Ric Flair style today.
Yeah.
Woo!
To be the man.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Yeah, in the break, Kip, once again, falling into the world of fantasy.
I'm just telling you what people tell me that listen to the show. They say, Kip, we know Jason gets on here and he tries to manipulate the airwaves by saying that he beats you every week in college football pick'em, but we listen to the show. We're faithful listeners, and we know that you have been curb stomping him all year long. And I said, I appreciate it, guys. I try to keep it, you know, try to keep it clean. But you know, he tries to get under my skin, but it just doesn't work because the facts are the facts. The facts are this: I probably have a 15, 20, 30 game lead on you this year in college football pick'em. But next year, our producers have promised me that they're going to keep track of this, and there's going to be like a printout every week next year to show actual results. And then you don't have this perception thing that you try to peddle out there on the airwaves.
I don't know how comfortable I am with a printout coming out.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure you won't be comfortable with it, but okay.
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing. Fox's Pizza Downtown, man, we had some wings ordered from that place for Georgia, Florida.
Pretty good, huh?
They were good, man. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We will take your calls. I'm going to do it right this time. We will take your calls, 912-275-7017. You can stream any of the show on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com, and our pretty faces are on Facebook Live. We'll take your calls via the Pristine Water landline. Jaguars.
9-4.
Mm-hmm.
Win this week against who they play? The Texans? I think they play the Texans. Who did they play this week? I think it's the Texans. Come to Jacksonville, I think. And so,
you'd be correct. It's the Texans.
Well, they're going to beat the Texans, and they'll make a win over the Texans. The Jaguars are in the playoffs. And I can't remember the last time Jacksonville had a double-digit win season. Can you? I can remember double-digit loss seasons.
But Mark Brunell.
No, I think one of Jack Del Rio's teams won like 11 games one year.
Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, I mean, that was like.
Who was the guy after Byron Leftwich? Because he was better.
David Garrard. Yeah, I mean, they had a couple of decent teams. But it's been
Fred Taylor,
a long time. Fred's been gone from Jacksonville a long time.
Keenan McCardell.
He's pretty good. But I like this defense they have down there.
Jalen Ramsey.
This corner duo, Bue and Bouye, or however you pronounce it, and Ramsey. Pretty good.
Tony Baselli.
Leonard Fournette is going to be the rookie of the year, probably, mm-hmm. in the NFL. He's been probably the thing that's changed the culture down there the most. When you can run the football, it takes the pressure off of Blake Bortles. And you talked during your weekend review about him being Trent Dilfer-ish. Is that a good word? Dilfer-ish? Mm-hmm. He's better than Trent. He's a better quarterback than Trent ever was, I think. So he threw that deep ball last week against the Seahawks. Man, that looked good.
Jimmy Smith.
Marquise Lee's having a good year. When, you know, some people getting hurt. Church on Sunday, Barry Church in that secondary back there. That secondary is pretty good, and that pass rush, best in football. Don't you think?
Agreed. They're a dangerous team come playoff time.
They are, because they can play defense. Defense travels come playoff time. Always does. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are a good football team. Probably looking at the rest of their schedule, they're 9-4. They play the Texans. Then they play the Colts, correct?
David Lee.
And then they play the Tennessee Titans. You didn't really want to have a Jaguar segment, did you?
I just think it's comical that we're doing two different things.
You're talking in the you're in the past, I'm in the present.
The Jags have Texans, 49ers, and Titans. They have to go to Tennessee to finish out the year. That probably will be for the division crown.
And that's gonna be a tough game. So if the Jags can win out, they're looking at 12-4. Wow. But I did, and you know, like, you know, you don't want to toot your own horn, but sometimes you just have to bring up the facts. I did pick the Jags to win the division and make the playoffs back earlier in the spring.
You sure did, and you picked them the year before that, too.
But I picked them this year.
And the year before that.
Well, I knew this defense was going to kick in and gel this season.
Like you thought the year before that.
Well, I didn't think Blake Bortles was going to nosedive. Last year, but he's made a comeback this year. He might be the comeback player of the year in the NFL, Blake Bortles.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Coconut Kev's, Brunswick Country Club, and Georgia Sea Grill. Tom Coughlin.
Give him a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
He brought him in. And doesn't, when you watch the Jags on TV, don't they have that toughness image that you expect the Tom Coughlin team to have? They've got it.
Gus Bradley.
Doug Marone's a pretty good head coach.
He is.
He is. He's done a great job down there. The ending of that game last week, on a serious note, that was just dirty garbage football Seattle was doing at the end of that football game. When you start trying to roll up people's legs, and that was awful. And I understand you don't throw things on players and things like that. So it was a lot of energy in that stadium at the end of the ball game. Things could have got really ugly if that kid, Richardson kid, goes up in the stands. That would have been kind of like Ron Artest redo, you know?
Don't throw beer on people. I don't care if you paid for a ticket or not. Still a person. Don't throw beer on somebody.
Don't try to roll up NFL players' legs and end their career and then talk about how you're up for the NFL Man of the Year award.
Don't throw beer on people.
No. When people are in the victory formation, just say, okay, we gave it our best shot today, guys. Good luck. Hope to see you again soon.
I would be furious if someone threw beer on my head. Yeah. In any situation.
You shouldn't throw anything on anybody. But also, Pete Carroll needs to get a better control of his football team. And, you know, he's got a track record of thuggery. Is that a word?
No, it is now.
Thuggery.
Thuggery. Kit Branch, Urban Dictionary. Thuggery.
Thuggery. Pete Carroll. There's a picture of that, of him beside that word. Because he had it in USC. Took it to Seattle,
okay. And
he's chomping on that gum, running out there like he's going to tell people and straighten people out. But I'm just not a big Pete Carroll fan.
Blaine Gabbert.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the hard court, the Red Terriers are off to a good start, 6-2 and 1-0 in the region. Glenn took down Effingham 58-50, winning their first region matchup of the season. Speaking of good starts, the Pirates have tipped off the season without a loss. Brunswick rallied from 9 down to take down region foe Coffee on the road, 64-61, and the Knights of Frederica downed Hilton Head Christian convincingly, 48-23. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check out all your regional and local sports teams, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
This segment brought to you by Strike Zone, Pristine Water, Greenscapes, Landscape, and Design. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275. They want me to be more enthusiastic.
Okay.
912-275-70. They gave me a bunch of directions. Be more enthusiastic when I'm giving the tag
stuff. The producer right now is in the background saying when you read out the telephone number, don't break it up. Read out the telephone number and go to your next stop.
Yeah.
You were in the middle of giving the number, the producer said, and said that you just stopped so the callers can't, potential callers didn't hear the phone number.
912-275-70. I mean, it's pretty much.
That's Blaine Gabbert.
912-275-7017. The show will stream on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Blaine Gabbert. Mark Brunel. Tony Baselli. Fred Taylor.
You can see us on Facebook Live. He's trying to flip seas, but I'm better at this than him.
I mean, back in the old days when Jacksonville went 1999, who put Dan Marino out the pasture?
Is that the trivia question?
Yeah. Who was the team that retired? Who did Dan Marino play his final NFL game against?
Because I know the answer to who supplanted him.
It was a playoff game.
the final game he played? Against what team?
Mm-hmm.
There's your trivia question. 912-275-7017, or just tell us on Facebook Live, whatever. All right, recap some state championship scores. In 7A, North Gwinnett is your champion. They beat Colquitt 19-17 on a field goal with no time left on the clock.
And Rush started throwing things on the sideline.
Throwing stuff, too. Single A public, you needed a defensive stop, and you committed three big penalties. That would have been pretty ticked off.
Yeah, coordinator, defensive coordinator and special teams, and all these guys probably took a pretty good chewing on the bus ride home. Clinch beat Irwin 21-12, which was a rematch of a regular season game earlier in the season that Irwin beat Clinch, so Clinch got the revenge in the state championship game.
And the revenge was a little more on the line, probably a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Double A, Hatville Charter, who came out of nowhere this season, wins a state championship over Rabun, 35-23.
Calhoun beats Peach 10-6 with the help of the worst football call, blown call I've ever seen in my 45 years of watching football. Never seen a worse call than that.
4A, Blessed Trinity, 16-7 winners over Marist. 5A, Rome Woodsheds, Warner Robins, in Warner Robins.
I thought Rome probably would win that game, but 38-0. And then Lee County, 28, Coffee, 21. Lee County Trojans, state champions.
Beating on their way there. Beating Coffee twice in Lee County in the same season to get that state championship.
Coffee, it was tied 21-21 late in that football game. Coffee drives down, and they miss. I was watching a little bit on that on TV. They went from the North Gwinnett game and showed that. Coffee's down there, and they kicked attempt like a 25-yard field goal, and they miss it. Lee gets the ball, drives down, and wins the football game. How it ended.
Did you get my snap yesterday about the guy on Bishop Island that got caught in the marsh?
I saw that. I did see that.
It's absolutely fantastic.
He did. I mean, what first, happens, man, when, I mean, people come out there and they want to go fishing and stuff?
Yeah. First off, he was trespassing. He's not supposed to be out there. Secondly, he was down on the piling. He fell off one of the pilings into the marsh earlier while I was watching him. I was sitting there watching him from the
fish. Was he hurt?
No, he got up just fine. So he's down there fishing, whatever. Don't care. And then the tide comes up, and he can't walk back down the beach. And he's got to traipse up into the marsh.
To get out.
To get out. Hilarious. Wow. And I Snapchatted it and sent it out. Him traipsing through the marsh.
You're a pretty good Snapchatter, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do excellent in that area.
A lot of work involved. A lot of practice.
I mean, you do a fantastic job. Now, if we had Snapchat picks and Snapchat, discussion every week, there's no way I could keep up with you in that.
I mean, you send out some pretty good Snapchats.
Yeah, but man, you're a professional media guy. I love doing this for a hobby. You're a professional. You do a pretty good job at this stuff, by the way.
Are you complimenting me right now?
Yeah, you do a good job, man. You do a pretty good job.
In the college pick 'em too?
Well, you suck at that, but I mean, that's okay. I mean, I
thought we were having a moment, kid.
I mean, we are. You do a good job with the show and the magazine, and you do a very good job. It's the holiday season, man, so you do a good job. Huh? I enjoy working with you.
I enjoy working with you too.
So you,
I feel like you're setting me up for something.
I'm not setting you up for anything. I'm just telling you the truth. One thing you always get from me is the truth. Right? Okay. But that call, that Peach County game, I feel so bad for those kids from Peach County. There's a couple of minutes left in the football game, and who's to say that Calhoun doesn't get the ball and drive down and score and maybe win the game anyway, but that's just...
They didn't have enough time on the clock to have done it.
There's just... that's a travesty, what happened to Peach County. And I know there's petitions and things going around the state for people to sign, and it's not going to change the outcome of the game, But I would just like the Georgia High School Association to step up to the plate one time, Jason, and say the call was blown. There's nothing we can do about it. We feel bad for Peach County, but the call was blown. Calhoun's your state champions.
There's a precedent for this, okay? There is a precedent. The precedent is, can you give me one example, just one ever, in any situation where the GHSA has stepped up to do anything? Give me one.
It may tell. I'd have to do some research.
Yeah, you would.
We don't have enough time left in this
segment. You'd have to go way back to find one, I promise you.
I just didn't like how, and I get sometimes you have to deal with weather. We dealt with weather down here with the hurricanes, but you cannot tell me that the Georgia High School Association could not have worked out something with, say, the University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, Mercer, Georgia Southern. Some of these schools in the state with a pretty good-sized football stadium to host those football games. It could have come together in a week, and they just dropped the ball, and I'm disappointed in the Georgia High School Association for that.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's nobody playing at Georgia Tech or at Athens right now.
They could have had those games in one of those stadiums.
Mm-hmm. Even the stadium at Mercer is really nice.
Yes, at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern, are they 1-10? They're not going to a bowl game.
Yeah, another nice place.
Field turf in Statesboro, 25,000-seat stadium, could have had it there.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org.
That's 912-466-7340.